city staff is asking council to take action regarding entering into an economic development agreement between the city and the property owner at 1401 Arnold Drive or Arnold Road for the extension of Norman Drive. And so with that, the economic development would say that the city would participate for the design and construction up to $300,000. In exchange for the city participating, the property owner would be responsible for the design and construction of the Norman Drive extension, and also for ensuring that 6 acres of their 17 acres are sold to a second party.
I'm trying to visualize the location. If I'm correct, this will be between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park?
Correct. So it is on Rockbury Road, and the property is adjacent to College Station Medical Center and behind the College Station Utilities facility on Graham Road, and also behind Southwood Valley Park on Rockbury Road.
If I read the agenda item correctly, this is a proposal where there's a pending land sale to a possible buyer who wants to build a specialty use hospital.
Correct.
And what can be released so far about this proposed project? Again, subject to the council doing its thing and subject to the land sale taking place.
Sure. So with this specialized hospital, they would provide approximately 200 full-time equivalent jobs and make an approximate $10 million investment within the community on a site adjacent to the College Station Medical Center. This hospital would serve a need not only within the community, but within the region.
Has it been announced yet when the projected groundbreaking and or construction timetable might be?
A specific date hasn't been determined yet. We're still in negotiations with the potential hospital developer. So once those things get finalized, then we'd probably be able to share a little bit more information of what kind of time frame we're looking at. But it'd be safe to say that within the next 2 years, the facility would be complete.
And then going back around to the monetary part of this proposal, the city's being asked to contribute $300,000, and that's towards the street extension, if I'm correct?
Right, and so I'm glad you brought that up. I really want to stress that, so the city's saying that they'll contribute up to $300,000 for extension of Norman Drive. That extension of Norman Drive, however, is what's considered off-site, and so it's not on the current property owner's property. It is a strip of land that's between the College Station Medical Center and a drainage ditch right off of Rock Prairie Road. And so the $300,000 in participation from the city would be used exclusively for improvements off-site, not on the property owner or future developer's property. So this is it would be an existing public right-of-way right now.
And it will remain a public street then?
Correct. And so this $300,000 participation, it would be for, and it would remain a public thoroughfare. And that $300,000 comes from $165,000 from bonds that were voted on by the residents of College Station, and then also $135,000 from the College Station Medical Center for their participation in the extension of Norman Drive.
And that's something I wanted to point out, that almost half of this $300,000 comes from a non-tax source of money actually given to the city.
Right.
Anything else at this point regarding this proposal? Again, there's still some hoops that have to be going through, but again, this this is a very promising project. Again, the timing with the creation of the medical district just really kind of fit in with this.
Right. It really worked out well. We started working with this prospect earlier this year, and they were trying to locate to a site within College Station. They really picked up and embraced the idea of the College Station Medical District, and they liked this particular piece of property. The city's been working with the current property owner for this economic development agreement, And we really think that, that long-term with this hospital, if everything works out as it should, it'll be a great asset to the community.
And I don't know if College Station Medical Center is the current property owner, but at least the location of this next to the Med, again, just seems to make this all sync very well.
Exactly. And I want to reiterate also that this is the first step in what I see as three steps. And the next two steps will be the next two council meetings. And then once those agendas are published and become more public information and knowledgeable, then we'll be able to answer some more questions and provide some more details as to specifics regarding this hospital.